I've been upgrading my carpentry skills lately, helping a buddy build a chicken coop for a good friend of ours who had a deadline to get it done since she had inherited some showbirds from folks who needed to get them gone. A long story I'll spare you. Every now and then I get a while here to raise the rascally little fellows myself for the eggs, but then I remember my first experience with chicken husbandry, a story I'll repeat here as a cautionary tale for myself. It goes something like this right here. Now the South End's got its own economics. Being how there's no work, no industry, no banks, and no investment firms, we've had to resort to alternative fiduciary strategies. Of course, I'm talking about bartering. You know, good old-fashioned horse trading. Bartering's an age-old tradition on the South End. It's a cousin of stealing and an uncle of lying. When it's working right, both ends of the trade feel like they cheated the other guy blind. I got my first banjo in a swap for a .22 Remington rifle I didn't want anymore. Most of my illegal building structures are erected from bartered lumber, doors, windows, and the like. I've traded boats and cars and pickups. Hell, I'd probably swap the Mrs. if I weren't so fretful she'd get the short end of the stick. Of course, on the South End, you'll run into fellas who know the horse trading game a whole lot better than you. And I don't mean just the artists. I was trading an old boy for some chickens when I first arrived, and I was putting together my barnyard petting zoo. Chickens and a rear end for my Chevy half-ton. He lived up some holler in a one-room tar-paper house and lived completely off what he gleaned from the old dump. He had a TV showroom set up out in the drive. Black and whites, color, consoles, cabinets, with or without hi-fi, whole entertainment centers. Chickens were there too, watching 16 of their favorite programs. I said I'd take a dozen if they were good layers. He said, "Hoo boy, get ready for an omelet." And we commenced a chasing chickens from CBS to the outhouse, from NBC to the barn. Stuffed them cackling and flapping in a burlap sack. We counted them out at the end, and this old boy says, "Looky here," and damned if he doesn't pull two eggs out. "Them's real layers," he says, with half his teeth missing. Of course, I was real pleased with this trade right from the get-go. Oldest trick in the book. I guess I never read the book. You all know, I suspect, I never got another egg, and those old banty hens, being 100 years old, was way too tough to eat. After a while, I just let them watch TV. So okay, I'm okay with letting someone else raise chickens for my eggs. And if I have to help build a coop, that's all right too. Sometimes in this harsh world, you still have to do some bartering. What an old geezer like me has learned is who you ought to barter with.